Today's reading is from Philippians and can be found on page 1041 in the Bibles. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, make my joy complete by thinking the same way, having the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look not to his own interests, but rather to the interests of others. Adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he came as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you very much, Judith. Can I encourage you to have your Bible kept open at page 1042, if you've just shut it, at Philippians chapter 2. And as we sometimes do in our All Ages, we've got a sheet to help us. On one side, you've got some colouring. And boys and girls, I know some of you have already got stuck in with that, which is brilliant. On the other side, it looks a bit more like that. That's the side you want to have up. Look, when we have a sheet, some of us love it. We find it really helps us to concentrate and to listen. For others, we prefer just to listen and not use the sheet. Well, look, join in if you'd like to, and if you prefer not to, that's absolutely fine. I think I'd probably say if you've not tried it before, maybe give it a go. And boys and girls, I think we've tried to design this so that you can have a go at it and get involved. There are lots of blanks to fill out. First thing to put in, you can see that is the date, and today's date, ta-da, is the 26th of July. That took me by surprise. 26th of July, 2026. So you might like to put the date in there. And the name of Jesus is more of a title this morning than a name, but the name we're thinking about is the name above every name. Now, I don't know if I've left you enough space to fit all of that in. So use your smaller handwriting, not your big handwriting. Smaller handwriting. The name above every name. And our Bible passage is Philippians 2, 1 to 11. Philippians is quite hard to spell, isn't it? It's there for you. It's got two P's in the middle. Double P. Philippians, chapter 2, and verses 1 to 11. Let's have a look down. If you've still got your Bible open, let's have a look down to verse 9 of Philippians 2. And this is speaking of Jesus, and it says, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. So there it is. Jesus has the name above every name. What does that mean? What does it mean for Jesus to have the name above every name? Well, don't move all your chairs around, but maybe just with two or three people next to you, have a go at answering that. What does it mean for Jesus to have the name above every name? Just have a little chat with two or three people next to you for a short while now. Does anyone think they've got an answer to this one? What does it mean for Jesus to have the name above every name? If you think you've got an answer, stick your hand up.
I think it means that God's powerful over all names and he rules and he's the Lord.
Just say it again, Neve. Sorry, I'm going old. I couldn't quite hear.
I think it means that he's powerful over all names and he rules and he's the Lord.
Wow, Neve, that is such a brilliant... I think we should give Neve a round of applause for that, because that is such a brilliant... It's not an easy question. Jesus having the name above every name, if we put it just slightly simpler than that, means Jesus is the greatest person ever. Jesus is the greatest person ever. He's the greatest person who's ever lived. He's the greatest person who ever will live. And as we'll see in a moment, he will be praised forever and ever and ever. But actually, I wonder if any of you eagle-eyed people spotted it. When I read verse 9, I didn't read all of it. I missed out the beginning. So let's go back. Find little number 9 again on Philippians 2. Because I missed out the first three words. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. For this reason. So here's a question, and in your on your sheet, it's in the sort of rounded box. Why did God give Jesus the name above every name? And we've got two blanks there. It says, because Jesus, and then a word beginning with E, or E, Jesus something himself, and then anti-ha himself. So there are two words you need to find there. One begins with E, and one begins with ha. And you'll need to look in verses 7 and 8 for this. So there's a E word and a ha word, which is why God gave Jesus the name above every name. See if you can find them. Look in verses 7 and 8. And if you think you've got the one beginning with E, the E, then put your hand up, please. If you've got the E, put your hand up.
Emptied.
Emptied. Well done. Jesus emptied himself. And then there's a second one in verse 8, which is a ha. Anyone? Oh, here we go. Both twins have got this one, I think. Can you say it?
Humbled.
Humbled. Well done. Jesus emptied himself and he humbled himself. Let's go back to the people we were chatting with just now and let's discuss, well, how did Jesus empty himself and how did he humble himself? Always the clue is in the passage. So look in the passage, verses 7 and 8 again. How did Jesus empty himself? How did Jesus humble himself? Just have a little chat about that with the people next to you. Okay, how did Jesus empty himself? Did anyone? I think it's quite a hard question. Did anyone come up with an answer to this one? How did Jesus empty himself?
He took on the role of a servant.
He took on the role of a servant. Absolutely right. And the way that he did that, if we can have the next slide, is by becoming a human. You see, Jesus was God. He could have stayed as God in heaven, but he emptied himself of all of the privileges of heaven and he became a human. So Jesus emptied himself. It also says Jesus humbled himself. How did Jesus humble himself?
By becoming obedient and becoming to the point of death.
Say the second bit again.
Becoming obedient to the point of death.
Becoming obedient to the point of death. So isn't it extraordinary? What God the Father wanted was for Jesus to die. And Jesus humbled himself and was obedient to that. So how did Jesus humble himself? By dying. Now, many of us are used to the idea that Jesus, who's God, became a human and was obedient to what his Father wanted to happen. And so he died. But it's good to remember regularly, it's good to remember this morning, this is amazing. This is amazing that Jesus became a human and died on the cross. How extraordinary that Jesus would do this. And it's for this reason that God the Father gave to Jesus the name that is above every name, because he emptied himself and he humbled himself. But it's always worth asking the question, so what? And you can see about two-thirds of the way down on the sheet, it says, so what? What difference does it make to us that Jesus has the name that is above every name? Well, let me read verses 9, 10, and 11, because the answers are found in here. So verse 9, for this reason God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So you've got on your sheet, every blank will blank and every blank will blank. Have a go at that in your group. See if you can work out what those blanks are. And if you have a bit of time after that, you can have a go at the question, what does this mean? But every blank will blank and every blank will blank. Have a go at those and then what does this mean? Who thinks they've got answers for those blanks? Every blank will blank. What's the first one? Put your hand up if you think you know it.
Every tongue will confess.
Every tongue will confess. Brilliant. That's one of them, isn't it? Has anyone else got the other one? Every tongue will confess. And what's the other? Every something will something. Anyone got this?
Every knee will bow.
Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. But let's just think what those things mean. When Jesus comes back to judge the whole world, every single person who has lived will bow before Jesus. But bowing the knee before Jesus has the sense of just wonder and amazement and realizing who Jesus is. When Jesus comes back, everyone will see that he has the name above every name. There won't be a single person who doesn't see it. Everyone will see that Jesus is the greatest person ever. Everyone will realize that. That's if you see the blank, everyone will realize that Jesus has the name above every name. Everyone will realize. Here's the thing. We're the advance party. We realize it now. We don't have to wait till then. We realize it now. One day, everyone will say Jesus is Lord. For some, that'll be a wonderful thing. For some people, actually, that will be a terrible thing. Having to admit that, having lived their whole lives as if it isn't true. But we get to say it now. And we get to sing it now. Isn't it great that we get to do that? Actually, hasn't God been so kind to us? I don't know about you, but I've got friends and I've got family members who say, or at least think, I don't know why you bother with all the Jesus stuff. Wouldn't life just be easier if you gave up on him? And better if you just gave up on him? Well, first of all, no. No, it wouldn't be better if you or I gave up on Jesus. But sometimes when life feels hard, and when trusting Jesus feels hard, can sometimes be tempted to think it. Maybe life would just be better if I gave up on Jesus. Well, if you're feeling like that now or ever feel like it in the future, we need to remember God has given Jesus the name above every name. Jesus is the greatest person ever. And so I want to suggest, it's there at the bottom, I want to suggest three things that we need to keep doing because Jesus has the name above every name. We need to keep trusting him. Don't stop trusting Jesus. We need to keep trusting him. We need to keep praising him. One day every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. What a wonderful thing that we get to do that now. We need to keep praising him. And we need to keep living for him. That's what Philippians 2 says. Goes on to talk about. We're not looking at it this morning. But because he has the name above every name, we need to keep trusting him, keep praising him, keep living for him. Let's have a moment of quiet. I'm going to lead us in a prayer in a moment. The music group might like just to come back up as we have a moment of quiet. Maybe at the end, Brian, if that's okay, let's just take a moment to focus now on how wonderful it is that Jesus has the name above every name. Lord Jesus, we praise you and we adore you that God has given you the name above every name. Thank you for your greatness. And we do want to pray for your help, particularly when we're finding it really tough, to keep trusting you, to keep praising you, to keep living for you. Please would you strengthen us by your Holy Spirit so that we can do these things, and may all the glory go to you. Amen.